Cora in a crawl space in his attic, where she stays for months. When she becomes ill, Martin's wife, Ethel, who has resented her presence, treats her. Ethel has long had daydreams of missionary work among black people. She also has deeply repressed lesbian feelings. She allows Cora to stay out of the attic too long. There is a raid, and Ridgway captures Cora. Martin and Ethel are killed. Ridgway has to make a detour to deliver another slave, and takes Cora with him to Tennessee. Tennessee has been stricken with natural disasters, including fires and plague. The disasters cause more delays. Finally, Ridgway is ambushed by several free black men, led by a man named Royal. They kill one of Ridgway's companions and set Cora free. Cora kicks Ridgway in the head repeatedly, seriously injuring him. They leave Ridgway tied up, though his black servant, friend, and possibly lover, Homer, eludes them. Royal and Cora escape to Indiana, where a light-skinned black man named Valentine has established a farm and a community for free black people. Valentine is committed to liberating other black people from slavery and works with the Underground Railroad. Cora makes friends with both adults and a child and takes advantage of the extensive library. She also begins a relationship with Royal. The town is politically divided. White resentment from surrounding